Hi, this is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, I want us to take a little self-reflection, study, and maybe some action, because when you know whose you are, then you really know who you are. It changes everything. It changes how you live, how you interact with others. It changes how you connect with the divine, how you view and grow in circumstances that make you feel shaken to the core. When you believe with all your heart that you are the object of God's love, that you are the apple of His eye, it can change your very actions, not just your heart. I want you to take a minute and think about an area in your life where you struggle with this belief and how God loves you. How does it affect the way you live, what you think about, and how you act? Just take a moment and think through that. In that process, how is it that our actions reflect how much we trust God, that we are His creation, we are His children? Because when your identity is grounded in whose you are, it doesn't mean you'll never feel the weight of emotions like self-doubt or disappointment. When you feel yourself getting sidetracked, cling to God. Picture a kid who wakes up from a nightmare, tears are falling down his cheeks like a waterfall, and his tiny little body is shaking from fear. And then picture his mom rushing to the bedside to wrap her arms around her child and console them in her loving way. Picture the child wrapping his arms around her, nestling his head into the crook of her neck as the tears continue to fall from his eyes. He holds on for dear life, never wanting to let go, trusting in her kind, gracious, and soft words of comfort that everything is and will be okay. This is what it means to cling. There are a lot of instances in the Bible where we are encouraged to cling or hold fast or rest in the arms of our Creator. In Deuteronomy 10:20, or in Deuteronomy 13:4, or in Joshua 23:8, or maybe 2 Kings 18:6, or Psalm 63:8, or 119:31, or even Jeremiah 13:11. When you listen to all of these references, where we get to understand the Bible is calling us as children of the Most High God, that we are to cling to Him as He clings to us. One way you can cling to the divine is by knowing and believing what He says in His Word about you. You might want to memorize these verses so that in a pressure-filled moment, you won't forget who you really are. For we are His workmanship, according to Ephesians 2:10. We are His workmanship, God's workmanship, created in Jesus Christ for good works, which God prepared beforehand so that we would walk in Him. Listen to a little different take on the scripture. For you formed my inward parts, speaking about the divine forming the innermost part of our soul. You wove me in my mother's womb. I will give thanks to you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works, and my soul knows it very well. Today, be able to look in the mirror and tell yourself over and over again, I was created for a reason. I am created in the image of the divine, that God's got a plan that is good for you, that He is for you. And when you are rooted in what He says, you can live confidently because you know these things. He loves you no matter what. He has a purpose for you no matter what. And He can use you no matter what. Knowing and living these truths will radically change your life. My friend, make sure that you grasp hold of and cling to the Creator, and you will know specifically who you are. He is for you. I look forward to seeing you the next Sunday at Sugar Hill Church. We'll gather together at 9:30 and 11. And of course, we're always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.